Are you listening to this?
You're talking crazy.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
To deal with these terrors, I need the high octane stuff.
Thank you, Carmichael Dave, for having me on. You're incredible. You're a gift and a treat to Sacramento, and you do great things, so I appreciate you.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
You don't know, David.
On the home of the two-time Summer League champion Sacramento Kings. Sports 1140 KHTK.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Welcome back. Final hour. Final hour as we limp to the end. By we, I mean me. Oh, it's a painful day. It's a painful day. 2 hours in, if you're just joining us. It's been a day of pain. What are you gonna do? Shout out to the chats and the texts. Most of you are being... Yes, my Giants lost. Is what it is. Most of you being cool. But I have no time for the... I just have no time for just the blatant...
The gloating.
Your tears taste. Oh, get out of here.
To be fair, I've never even tasted a Giants fan's tears, so I wouldn't even know. I've never tasted another human being's tears, if I'm being 100% honest.
It tastes like a Chardonnay. You've never tasted...
Buddy, if it tastes like a Chardonnay, I'm going to need you to do a little more crying and bring it in this studio.
Pretty sure.
Because your boy likes Chardonnay.
Pretty sure just about every parent has inadvertently tasted a tear. You know, your kid scrapes his knee or something, you're giving him kisses.
Not me.
God, there's
not
a tear.
Me. Walk it off.
Walk it off, kid. Had this conversation with my son last night as Greg Papa joined
Rub
us.
Some dirt on it, Mason.
Momentarily. Because my son came home and his foot was hurting from soccer practice. And, you know, my wife literally says, you got to walk it off, dude. And that triggered me.
Dude, your wife is the more, like, harder on the kid parent, is she?
She is Carmichael LeVar. She is. She's like LeVar Ball. Just walk it off. Deal with it. What are you doing with that call, ref? My dad was an assistant coach on one of my soccer teams when I was 12. I played goalie, and I came out as a 50-50 ball. I slide-tackled the guy. I was clean. Saved it. My leg hurt a little bit. So at halftime, my dad said, walk it off. And I walked it off. I finished the game, went home. Still hurt the next day. I was limping around. My mom's an RN. She finally takes me in to get a check because I was still limping the following afternoon. Oh, broken leg. Broken leg. See, I'm a little sensitive to that. My son's still limping around today. Guess who's getting an x-ray? Although he probably, these kids today, he probably just stubbed his toe. Much like the entire Giants fan base, as I glide myself back to the topic at hand, it was a collective toe stubbing last night. And painful, painful indeed. Normally, we bring our good friend Greg Papa on for Niners. It's Niners bye week. I'm sure he won't mind if we spend a little bit of time on the baseball team in the Bay Area. And we have a nice sounder for him here.
It's time for the Greg Papa Show.
Touchdown!
Here's the voice of the Niners, Greg Papa.
Oh, Greg, one of the smartest people I know, certainly maybe the smartest sports person I know, as we always call you when you're not around, whether you're a cyborg or a walking sports encyclopedia. Your voice is soothing, whether it's on my television or we're talking right here. You know how much I love you, how much I'm a fan of yours, and I will be honest with you. I am absolutely gutted, as so many other Giants fans are, but hey, weren't we kind of on house money with this Giants team all year anyways, I guess?
Well, I mean, well, we're deep into it, and they won 107 games. And
they know I'm trying.
they took one of the best collection of talents as far as a roster I've ever seen, including the great powerhouse Yankee teams. I mean, you go top to bottom, and they didn't have Max Muncy in the series. So I get it, but that's a great team. It was 1-1 going to the ninth inning of Game 5. It couldn't have been a more even. And it came down to a play here, a pitch there, a hit batter there, a call by the first base umpire. These are all parts of sports. So if you want to get on the couch, I do charge quite a bit an hour, but we can go through it What specific elements of it are most troubling to you?
I'm not. Listen, I have said it all day. The Giants didn't lose because of check swing call. I was not happy with the umpiring on both sides, really, for much of this. I don't like the fact that the rule on check swings is not even spelled out in the baseball rule book. There's a lot. It's one place you definitely want ambiguity, Greg, is what a check swing is and isn't. But it's just, there's no real thing other than having to close my eyes and see the Dodgers celebrating at Oracle Park while Giants fans and Giants players dejectedly walk into the clubhouse, drive home, and I hate the Dodgers so much. I can't stand their fans for the most part. I work with a Dodger fan who's wearing Dodger blue right across from me.
Hi, that's me. I'm the Dodgers fan.
It's just painful, Greg. It's painful.
Yeah, it was an unsatisfying way for this, Dan. You wish it would end in a different way. That was clearly not a swing. And I think when Gabe Morales went back up in the umpire's room and popped it on and looked at it, that's what he does for a living. I'm sure he cringed and thought, I kicked one of the biggest calls of my career, and it was a mistake. And he'll have consequences for that. They grade the umpires. That's how they make a living. He made a mistake. I don't think the home plate umpire, Doug Eddings, should have just called it right there. It seemed like an obvious call when I was watching it live, and the first base umpire's perspective would be even more. So they missed that call, but that happens in sports. You miss calls. The games are decided by missed calls. Would Wilmer Flores gotten a hit against Max Scherzer later in the at-bat? Quite possible. I've seen him do that quite a bit. He does not have a great track record against Scherzer. I didn't think Scherzer was very sharp in the game. He left a lot of cement mixer sliders up early. You know, the one even the strike three, Lamont Wade Jr., which I think was a strike, but it was not one of his better pitches. He had several meatball sliders that he left right down the middle, but he figures out a way to get through it. That's why he's Max Scherzer. So it's a tough way to end the year, and then obviously having the reaction of the fans when they left the field. One thing that I was thinking about, and I don't think I didn't bring it up on the air, but I was thinking about it because we were preparing on television for a full-blown T-shirt, goggles, hat celebration all over again. And this one would have been epic had they won. I know you're going to play Atlanta Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, but you could play game one with a hangover after you beat the Dodgers. So we were preparing for this great celebration in the Giant clubhouse, but my mind went right to what's going on in the visitors clubhouse at Oracle Park. No. Have the Dodgers ever won anything in San Francisco? Have they ever won a division? I'm just trying to remember all the years. I can't remember them ever celebrating.
Not in San Francisco. I remember the Dodgers. I think it was
Steve Finley.
Yeah, Steve Finley, 2004, the Grand Slam.
That was at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, I remember that well. But I don't remember. Do you remember everything ever happening at Candlestick? Were they won even maybe Seal Stadium back in the early late 50s, early 60s? I don't know. I don't remember that. So they. That was, and I mean, obviously, and I did mention this on the air immediately because it came to top of mind, is they had to have had a celebration in their clubhouse, so they were pouring champagne at each other and just laughing at the dripping irony of the ultimate last strike to end this great race of 2021 being a check swing call, because there was a one earlier in the year that was equally egregious that went the other way. Ed Hickox, July 22nd at Dodger Stadium, kept a Darren Ruff at bat alive when he clearly struck out. It was the opposite, and that set it up for the first time that we actually called him late night Lamont, with the base hit off of Jansen, and Dave Roberts got kicked out, and the whole thing went crazy. I mean, that game to me epitomizes the whole rivalry this year and the tension, and then to have it flip 180 degrees and the Dodgers to get the last strike to end this madness on a check swing strike call. I mean, it's a hard call. To me, it's a lot like the block charge call in basketball. It's really hard. Or the, you know, pass interference call in football. It's hard to write it in the rule book. It's really a feel for what the athletes are doing. I remember when Sandy Alderson, who I worked with for years with the A's, was hired by Bud Selig. He was number three in command of Major League Baseball, and he oversaw the umpires. And Sandy brought all of this technology in, which is, I think, part of the reason. And it was probably going to be on our TV sets anyway, but Sandy installed QuezTech in every single stadium, which is an immediate for the people in the stadium. But we got it on television, you know, years ago. Ability to see the strike zone and ball strike, and to be able to determine what's a strike or not. And then Sandy, you know, he wound up firing half the umpires and rehiring only the good ones. So he took on the whole system. As being an executive, he had a lot of confrontations with umpires. So he cleaned it all up. But I remember that offseason being with him and having a long discussion about what is a strike. There was some play earlier that maybe ended the season before. I can't recall exactly the particulars, but there was a strike. The game ended on a check swing strike call. And we went through the rule book, and there is nothing in there. It's not the breaking of wrists. It's not the bat head moving completely beyond the plate. It's none of that. It really is based on the intent of the batter to swing at the ball. Well, a lot of these guys, their intent changes. They intend to swing at it initially. That's why they're lunging at it. That's what shows you why they're so off balance and why it's so hard to hit a baseball. But some of them are strong enough, like Darren Ruff. Wilmer really just recoiled really fast. He did not swing. So a lot of it is subjective, like block charge, you know, offensive PI, defensive PI. So it's hard. It's really the ultimate gray area. But I think anybody with any baseball sensibilities, including Gabe Morales, who made the call, because his response was, I don't have multiple camera angles. And, well, you're trained to kind of look at it from that vantage point. So, and he's got a clear look at it. That's why the home plate umpire even asked for help on something like that, when to me that should have been called by Doug Eddings himself behind the plate.
Clayton Kershaw tossed a one-hitter as the Dodgers beat Madison Bumgarner 8-0. This was in 2015. That clinched their third straight NL West title. I had the benefit.
Oh, was that at Oracle?
That was there. And then the only other time, 2006, second to last day of the season, division up for grabs with the Padres. Dodgers were able to clinch the wild card there.
So they have celebrated in that clubhouse.
I had the benefit of being able to.
Thank you.
Because I couldn't remember either, to be honest with you. So, but, you know, it just doesn't. We don't remember those, Greg. We're going to remember last night for, who was it? Grant Brisby, I think. We were talking about this earlier in The Athletic. His headline was, "Don't worry, Giants fans, this game will only hurt until you die." And we were talking about history. Jay asked me this question earlier, and I don't want to preface it. I just want your opinion. Lamont Wade Jr., woulda, coulda, shoulda. Lamont Wade Jr. walks it off, let's say. Two-run shot last night. Late night Lamont, blah, blah, blah. Where do you rank that with Bobby Thompson? Jay's question was, would that be the biggest hit in Giants history?
Well, you mean something that did not occur and came not anywhere close to occurring?
Yeah.
Well, so if I'm having a dream and I wake up in late night Lamont,
Greg.
Well, I visual. I'm the one who gave him the nickname late night.
Yes,
Lamont,
sir.
Because I'm late night Papa, so I can deal with it.
Greg, I don't mean to get you off. I'm just telling you, as a Dodgers fan, when he pulled that ball foul to right field,
that was never going to go fair.
Right,
that
you're
was,
right.
That was that. I mean, Scherzer was just in on his knuckles. I mean, he was. And then how did he get him out? He got him out away with a terrible slider. But you don't need a great slider when you're just burning his knuckles. So I've had tremendous confidence in Lamont Wade in these situations. Mike Kruko, we came up with late inning, late game, late night. We couldn't decide what nickname to give him. But Mike, I don't know if he read it on social media or anywhere, but at one pregame show, he just dropped La Ninth, and I thought, that's the nickname.
Right.
I want that one. But we already had a contest, and late night Lamont won, and his mom likes it, and his cousin selling T-shirts. So anyway, so almost every time this year, I've had a lot of confidence in him in the ninth inning specifically. But he looked tired to me at the end of the year. Yeah. He wasn't the same. His bat was dragging a little bit. He was searching. It's a long year. I mean, you're asking guys that are not everyday players, and they don't play every day. Even Lamont, he's very seldom in left on left. But Giants didn't see a lot of left-handed pitching at the end of the year. You know, that one start with Madison Bumgarner, but otherwise it was a string of righties. And so he was playing damn near every day. And I just felt like he wasn't the same hitter. And I think the Giants knew that, and I think that's why he wasn't in the lineup last night. Even against, you know, they went with the opener, Knebel, which I think is just a brilliant move on every level. took me a while to really embrace the entirety of it. I understood it the first time it was ever used with Sergio Romo against the Angels, who had nothing but right-handed hitters, the top of their lineup then, Justin Upton and Trout and the others. So I understood that. That was, like, obvious. But there were some times where it's been used where I can't quite figure that out. But it's dawned on me now, and I really do like it. It's just you're asking athletes to do things they don't typically do, but that's just the way of the world. It's a highly specialized everything is just become so specific. Look at football. It's different players that play based on down and distance. I mean, the 49ers don't have a starting 11 on defense. They have like 18 guys they turn to. They got a turbo package. I call it the gold rush, the pass rush group. You get a whole new D line in. You got, the linebackers come off, nickel comes in. It's just everything changes. And that's a little what we have to understand what they're doing with the opener. I think it's fascinating. It's, the Boston Celtics years ago gave us the sixth man before John Havlicek did it, and he was the most celebrated ever to do it. They had a guy named Frank Ramsey that did it. One of their better players did not start the game. He came in later. And the theory was we're going to put our better player in when the other team is subbing out their better players, and we're going to have a great matchup there where we have a near starter caliber player playing against their backups. And they did it for years with Havlicek, and Kevin McHale did it for a long time. And then, Bill Walton was one of the greatest ones to ever do it. So this matchup is so fascinating between the Dodgers and the Giants, because they not only put up hellacious win totals, and the whole thing was amazing, and their players are as talented. And the Giants are talented. The Dodgers are overt five-tool talents, many of them. Some of them are not. But a lot of them are, just obvious five-tool baseball talents, including the guy at the top of the order, Mookie and Trey, and even Cody Bellinger, who's slumping, but he's a five-tool talent. The Giants have, a few of those, not many, but the intellect of just the way the organizations run everything, and to use an opener in that situation, I thought it was a genius move to start, and they wound up, their athlete had to go out and executed it, and they did do it well.
Greg, you mentioned the bullpen. You had mentioned going with the opener and Dave Roberts. And, as a Dodgers fan who's watched a lot, I thought this whole series, Dave Roberts did one of his best jobs managing the pitching staff. When we look at this game in a vacuum, take away the call at the end, when it really comes down to it, was it just the Dodgers had a slightly better bullpen than the Giants?
Yeah, I didn't think that going into the series, but, man, their bullpen. Obviously, I've known Joe Kelly for a long time, watched him in St. Louis. But sometimes you get swayed by an athlete's personality and it's snarky and the way he handled the Astros trying to hit Altuve and Correa, and you kind of lose the sight of the talent. And he also had some injury situations, but my God, that guy throws a knuckle curve, a spike curveball over the top, and then complements it with 99 miles per hour at your knees. Tell me how many guys that do that. Troy Percival with the Angels had that combination. You don't see a guy with a curveball like that. And then that kind of high-end velocity, but they all have high-end velocity. Gratterall. Bruce Star Gratterall. I mean, he had the highest velocity of anybody in baseball a couple of years ago, but he got hurt this year, went away. Corey Knebel is a former All-Star who had come back from Tommy John. Blake Treinen could be a closer. I think I'm interested to see what the Dodgers do in the offseason because Kenley's contract's up. You could easily save some money there. And they've got a string of free agents. So they got to bring Corey Seager back. They got to, which is the answer is probably no. And Trinan's a closer. So they've got multiple closers. To answer your question, I think they were better. I didn't feel that way necessarily going in, but watching how Dave managed the wild card game, and Scherzer was not sharp in that game at all. And he, gave him that look like you're taking me out of the game. Because, Max, your command is really off tonight. I got a bunch of guys who throw as hard as you and are groomed to pitch in with runners on. So, yeah, I think ultimately when it came down to it, the Dodger bullpen, not just their stuff, but their experience level. And obviously, Camilo Duvall had one moment where he hit Turner at the wrong time. And I think that caused him to back away from his fastball last night. So their talent and their experience level was a huge deciding factor. And this is going to be a hard team to beat. There's no doubt. To me now, with the Giants out, they're the heavy, heavy favorite to win again.
The immortal Greg Papa joining us, and nice enough to Swiss Army knife his way through, obviously, with the Giants. It's a bye week for the Niners. We'll get back to that next week and preview the rest of the season, or at least the next game. But in the meantime, like many other Giants fans, we will take our lumps. We will try to get the picture of Dodger Blue celebrating out of our heads, and it's on to the Niners now, full-time, Greg.
You guys feel better now?
I felt great the whole interview.
I normally charge $175 an hour for my counseling, so I did 30 minutes, so I'll send you guys a bill.
By the way, how
was George Kittle and Trey Lance moving around last night? Did you see them when they were in the crowd, rallied up last night?
They're ready to go.
They're both hurt. They're not somewhere else. Is they got a rehab injury. So how'd they look last night when they were doing that? That's all I cared about.
They're ready to go.
Not going to lie,
the Giants handled it well, but, you know, the Giants are usually really good about history. Wouldn't mind seeing you want to rally up the crowd. Wouldn't mind seeing Will Clark out there. That's all I'm saying. Just at any point, put Will Clark on the field, and people are going to lose their minds. But maybe that's.
I agree.
That's next.
I thought Steph Curry. You know, the Warriors were there too. We had Steph and Dre, Steve Kerr. I thought we'd have a little.
Yep.
Three-time champions trying to root out a team to get their fourth championship. I thought that was going to happen last night.
What are you going to do? I do feel better. Good. I appreciate you, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
I'll tell you what, when the Dodgers Braves comes out on Saturday, just go out for a long walk. Go play golf. You don't want to watch that. That's not going to help you. That's my advice for you. Don't watch that.
Greg, Dave's golf game might be the only thing that would depress him more than that.
Well, I don't know. Watch college football. Go watch that game.
Well, I'm a Florida State fan, Greg, so that's not going to help. See you next week. Take care. That's Greg Papa joining us.
You got to love the effort to try to make it better, and it's like, dang, he's just making it worse.
Yeah, well, get ready for the NBA season. Go watch college football. I'm a Florida State fan. Well, the NBA season's around the corner. Oh, I'm a Kings fan.
I go play some golf.
I just quit golf like 3 weeks ago, and I mean, it's a tortured relationship.
I quit golf for
12 hours.
Was it the best 12 hours of your life?
It's like I've quit smoking for 27 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What
an upward,
baby.
It's very interesting. I didn't know you quit smoking for 27 minutes.
I did.
Has it given you a renewed confidence in yourself that you can do certain things?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new world.
Well, if you don't have that confidence, boy, do I have something for you from our good friends over at BlueChew.com.
Did you just go from that to Blue Chew?
I sure did.
That was seamless.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
Yeah.
And you should learn from the best, too. That's why we're talking about Blue Chew today, because, listen, it's a chewable. It's not a pill. Dodger Blue Chew. Hey, you could be a winner just like the Dodgers were last night. You could be getting clutch hits in the bedroom the same way Cody Bellinger got a clutch hit in the ninth. All you got to do, go over to BlueChew.com. It's very simple. Everything is discreet. No more waiting in the line at the pharmacy. No more going to have to make a doctor's appointment to be like, hey, I got a certain issue. Because when you go to BlueChew.com, you meet with one of their wonderful representatives. They will tailor this exactly to what your needs are, because Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Cialis, the same active ildiants as Viagra, Sildenafil, Tadalafil. Do the same thing, except in chewable form. And when you go to your house, when it's time to get ready, you're gonna have your dinner, but it's really the dessert we're getting ready for. It's gonna be there in a discreet package. Nobody's gonna know that it's from Blue Chew because they don't want people in your business. You should be able to handle business and feel confident in doing that. So again, remember, those same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra.
Hey now
is right. Don't be like the Giants. Be like the Dodgers.
Really?
Perform in the clutch. And guess what? You can perform in the clutch for absolutely nothing. Visit BlueChew.com. Enter the promo code KHTK at checkout. All you got to do is pay $5 in shipping, and your first order is free. What do you have to lose here? What do you have to lose?
Your bad reputation in that room.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that bad reputation. Everybody wants the great reputation that Blue Chew is going to make you have. Make you feel like you're confident again, like you're 27 and just ready to take on the world.
Uh-huh.
BlueChew.com. Promo code KHTK at checkout. First order on us. Just pay $5 in shipping. We will take a break.
Chew it! Yeah!
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right. We're going to beat Peter if we can. Peter's picks from United Wholesale Lending. We will run through those. We'll take a phone call, a contestant, if you will. 1-800-920-1140. If you want to win cornhole boards, all you got to do is call in, make your picks. If you beat Peter, you win. Well, this whole segment's tying together now.
Right?
We'll do all that right after this.
1-800-920-1140 to talk.
Or maybe texting would be better.
Text the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Sports.
Sports.
It's all sports.
24 hours a day.
On this day in 2004, 17 years ago today, Team America World Police came out. It's the last movie I walked out on. Literally walked out of the premiere.
You watched the previews of that. You have to put it in 2004 context, right. By the way. It had so much potential.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Monumental failure.
I love everything they've done, too. I mean, I'm going back to Orgasmo, basketball, obviously South Park. And then I was
Trey
just,
Parker, Matt Stone, for those of you who are wondering.
That was, I need to give it a
You think they want to take that, they want to mulligan on that one?
The problem is you and I are in the minority. I guarantee it. We're going to get killed on the text line here. I think I may need a rewatch. See if it's held up over the years.
May I suggest that rewatch be accompanied by some,
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
A nice open.
Oh, yeah, I got that for you. Hold on.
Please.
It's Friday, and that means one thing.
The best time in football, just on Friday night.
It's Football Friday. Football Fridays on Sports 1140 KHTK is brought to you by United Wholesale Lending.
All right, as we do each and every Friday, we talk to our good friend Peter at United Wholesale Lending, who continues. I mean, it's really getting embarrassing. This
3 weeks in a row. Yeah. He's officially on a winning streak.
1-800-920-1140. 1-800-920-1140. We'll open the phones right now. You want to get in and you want to take on Peter. It's very simple. We pick against the spread. Four games. We'll have to pick another one because the Niners have a bye this week. So it'll be Raiders. It'll be Monday night. It'll be our game of the week and Peter's game of the week. And all you have to do is pick against the spread. That's it. And if you are able to beat Peter's picks, which is a tongue twister, you will get yourself a beautiful set. I've seen these. Beautiful set of cornhole boards, courtesy of United Wholesale Lending. We welcome in right now our friend Peter. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm a little depressed. You know, I was at the Giants game last night.
Ooh.
And
that's a flex.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I happened to be at the last Wednesday, I saw the Dodgers wild card game against the Cards down in L.A. Went back down to watch, game four. And in both cases, the Dodgers won. And I was like, I'm bad luck. And now I'm wishing I'd gone last night, as a matter of fact. I don't think it would have made a difference. The Dodgers cheated their way to victory. That's how I choose to say it right now. Just going to say it. They cheated. That's fine. They didn't. They won. But who cares? Now it's on to football, dude, right?
Let's do it, man. We're going to have a good week of football this week. I actually feel like the most confident I have in a while. There's some really good games, and the Niners aren't playing, so I don't have to stress.
Okay, let's start with the Vegas Raiders. They've had themselves quite the week, but there is football. They are in Denver taking on the Broncos. The Broncos favored by 4 points in this one. Jay, who are you taking?
The Broncos.
Are you?
Do we really have to ask that one?
Really?
I think that's the easiest pick of whatever the four is going to be, because I don't know the other three games. I feel like the Broncos are the easiest one.
That's funny you say that, because that's my lock of the week.
Yeah.
The Vegas Raiders in Denver.
I'm sorry, what?
The Broncos are a fraud. I've been saying they're a fraud all year. Their first three wins came against teams that did not have a win at all, period. They lost their first three. I think Vegas is pissed. I think Vegas is going in there. It's one of those us against the world. They've had a really, really tough week. And I think what they can't do in the media, what they can't do anywhere else, I think they're going to do the Denver Broncos, which is take out a lot of frustration. Not only do I think the Raiders are going to cover this game, I think they're going to win this game outright. And I think they're going to win this game. I'm not going to say three or four touchdowns and get stupid. I think they're going to win this game comfortably. I'm going to take Vegas, and I'm going to take that as my upset of the week.
Oh, my God. Peter, please. Be the beacon of light.
That's
here, and logic.
Hey, Jay, every single time I pick with the Raiders, it's always opposite. So, but I got to go with you.
Thank you.
No way in a million years I'm going to go with Dave. The Raiders, after Jon Gruden resigned, they feel that this is not even going to be close. They're going to pounce them. The Raiders team is the worst organization in football for so many reasons, and it will not even be close. I'm going complete opposite. The Raiders are going to get killed.
So just to be clear, you agree with me or Jay? I'm sorry.
I agree with Jay 100%.
All right.
No chance I'm picking the Raiders.
Let's go with our choice game of the week. Gosh, Jay, this is tough. There's a lot of weird games. Let's go with the Cardinals and Cleveland taking on the Browns. The undefeated Cardinals are underdogs. Cleveland favored by 3.5, Jay.
Well, very interesting. I don't know if you guys saw, the Cardinals just acquired Zach Ertz this morning from Philadelphia.
I did not see that.
Yes,
they
Zach
did?
Ertz now
scored a touchdown yesterday, didn't he?
Zach Ertz is now an Arizona Cardinal.
You're kidding me. Yeah. I completely missed. Wow. Okay.
I have been big on the Cardinals all year, but I think they're due for a loss finally. Cleveland is, in Cleveland, a very good football team. I'm going to go with the Browns, especially because I really need the Cards to lose a game.
Let's see here. Wow, you and I are going to have a fun week. I think Arizona's the better team. I think they're the better team top to bottom. I know Kyler Murray is a little bit gimpy. I'm still going with the Cardinals. I think they're going to cover this easily. Peter?
Get ready for another shootout. The Browns just lost 47-42. It was a really, really good game. I'm not sure if you guys watched it, but probably one of the better games that we've seen in a long time. I do agree that the Arizona Cardinals are probably the hottest team, but they're due for another loss. Jay, we never do this, but back-to-back, I'm going with the Browns at home.
Wow, look at you guys. Going to be crying come Monday, having to acknowledge my awesomeness. By the way, can I say...
would actually make me cry if I had to do that.
Can we talk about a lock of the week? Can we all agree on one thing? The over-under on this game is 49.5, and boy, does that seem low.
Yeah, I'll be taking the over.
Peter, wouldn't you take the over on this one?
There's no way. It's going to be a shootout. Yeah. Both teams are going to score a lot of points.
Monday Night Football. I apologize. Monday Night Football, Bills-Titans. This is in Tennessee, which actually makes it, hopefully, a good game. Looks like Julio Jones is back. A.J. Brown is back. And the Bills' defense is just – Bills, we talked about this earlier, leading the NFL through five games in scoring defense and scoring offense. Bills favored by 5.5, Jay.
I'm going to take the Bills. I think the Bills will win by a touchdown, maybe even 10 points. I love that defense. I mean, I like what the Titans can do, obviously, with Henry and all that fun stuff, but that Bills defense is ridiculous. They've established the run game now with Zach Moss, and Josh Allen is just a monster. Give me the Bills.
All right. I hate to do it, but I agree. Buffalo, I think, takes this one by a touchdown. Peter?
Well, the Bills defense ranks first in turnovers. They have scored 35 points in four straight games. They've covered four straight games in a row at least by 15 points. Until somebody stops them, I do not think it's going to be the Titans. I think it does make a difference that Julio Jones is coming back, but they're just way too hot right now. I can actually see this game being a blowout. I hope that the Titans make it a good game, but the Bills are hot, and they're going to continue to win. 6 points, lay it. The Bills are covering.
I hate doubting Vegas, but it is amazing to me that the Cardinals, Browns over under. I wonder if there's a weather situation. It's 49.5 for Cardinals, Browns. Bills, Titans, it's 53 with that Buffalo defense. Let's go total points. Over under 53, Jay. Give me your total points.
We'll go 57. I'll take the over.
57. I'm taking the over as. No, I'm not taking the over. What am I doing? I'm going to go 49 on this one. Just
wow.
Peter, total points, Buffalo and Tennessee.
I'm going under. They're going to use Derrick Henry a lot more to at least kind of neutralize that offense. I see the clock just continues to tick. The Bills' defense is number one for a reason. That doesn't sound like a way that the game's going over. I'll take the under.
All right. You got total points for us?
So 28-21,
49 points. Huh? You and I tie on the total, but we've differed on our pick, so that's fine. Finally, our Peter's pick of the week. Give us your game.
There's a couple games that I want to shoot out there, but the one that just sticks out the most to me is going to be the Rams against the Giants. The Giants quarterback, we're not sure if They're going to have their quarterback. Mike Glennon is probably going to be starting. I believe Stafford will pass for 4 touchdowns. The Giants defense is allowing 28 points a game. Saquon Barkley is injured. The Rams lead the NFL in yards per game and offensive efficiency. It's going to be an absolute blowout. There's not even a chance in the world they don't cover. Take it. Lock of the week. The Rams are going to destroy the Giants.
Jay?
The Rams are going to destroy the Giants.
That line there is 9.5.
I don't care. The line should be 17.5. The Rams are going to destroy the Giants.
You know what, just to do it, I'm taking the Giants.
Wow.
I think the Rams.
How'd that work for you last night?
Rams are going to win. Wow, really? Is that really?
Ayo.
Is that really? Yeah, I did. Peter, I'm going to go kill Jay. hopefully you have bail money. You and Shelby make good living. So bail me out while I murder Jay. And listen, we've got everything down here. We will figure out who the winner is come Tuesday. Good luck this weekend. Hope all your picks. No, I don't. I don't hope all your picks work out. I want the listener to win this week. And it's a three-week losing streak for our listeners, Peter. So good luck to everybody. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. That's Peter with United Wholesale Lending. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, we close it out. What's on tap for the weekend? And we'll get a crossover as well. It all ends next.
Yeah, let's go, come on!
Uh-huh.
It's What's on Tap. Here's what you need to know, what you need to watch, what you need to follow today. It's What's on Tap. Brought to you by...
You're handing me over the sponsorship today, aren't you?
Well, here's the thing. As I grow and mature, I realize sometimes I have to check my impulses, and my impulses is to be really mean with the sponsor in this segment, so I don't want to do that.
Well, then turn down the music. Let me get my own little... Today's show, What's
Up? Christy, this is your fault.
Sponsored by Christy. She's right. See, Christy knows me. She knows there's only one thing that can cheer me up in dark times, and it's my native son at this. My favorite city. And it should be your favorite city.
Is this the... What version is this?
This is the original. It's middle of the road.
I don't think so. This is not the original.
No?
No.
Is this a remix?
Sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks did it.
This is
not it.
This is it. Find it. Find the other version if you want.
I'd rather not, but...
Wonderful song. That's right. Everybody knows.
The song is so bad.
How can you hate this song? The video was shot somewhere in Europe. It looked like Venice.
I just picture everybody in this band having dirty toes.
It's random, but accurate. Sing, 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 sing.
I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
Sorry.
You gave me the sponsorship. I was just trying to feel better.
There's like so many other ways to do that. Bluetooth.com, promo code KHTK. It's not a feel-good song. It's just very hokey and random and what?
Sometimes I'll check in with the chats and someone will get something in their craw and... I'm going to, with all love
here. Can we really turn the song off?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me address Big Rod, speaking of Bluetooth. Rod, buddy, with all love and respect to fans around the world, you're going to be waiting a long time for us to cover wrestling.
I wasn't ready for that. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm not one of those people that's like, wrestling's fake and it's for dumb people. No, I'm all for people.
Dude, I could do 3 hours of why I've swore off wrestling, but I'm going to not do that.
I'm all for people being into wrestling, and I don't begrudge anybody talking about wrestling. I can't. It's like hockey. I was into wrestling with Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper and Andre the Giant, back when I was a kid. I enjoyed it, and I fully acknowledge and admit, again, it's all respect. They're amazing athletes. It's a soap opera. Nobody should feel ashamed. I don't like the wrestle shaming, because the same people that shame wrestling are watching some stupid reality show.
Right.
Or, by the way, air quotes, real sports.
So, the Great British Bake Off is not cooler than wrestling.
No,
I'm going to tell you that.
It's not. Or one of my favorites is Die Hard Sports Fan. He's like, wrestling is for a bunch of kids. Wrestling. It's like, bro, You watch a bunch of dudes play with a ball that do not know you from Adam, and your day goes good or bad based on what they do with a ball. Let's not play condescension here, okay? Wrestling is just fine. I'll watch I'll go down YouTube rabbit holes. One of my favorites is watching. I love watching the collection of The Rock showing up at wrestling matches when nobody knew he was coming. And as soon as the lights go down, what do they call that? The pop? Isn't that what? Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. I get goosebumps from that. That's super cool. Anything that makes people like super excited and cheer. Another rabbit hole I love going down is when like Michael Jackson used to show up unannounced at like the Grammys or different events, MTV Music Awards once, when he was on stage with Justin Timberlake and NSYNC and they did Pop. And Michael shows up at the end and does Michael dance and then sits down and the crowd goes crazy. I love that stuff. So anyways, Rod, it's with all love and respect.
Rod, it's not you, it's us.
Yeah, it's not you, it's us. What's on tap this weekend? A lot of stuff. No baseball.
Really?
I couldn't care. I'm so done with baseball. I know we have to cover baseball until like the World Series.
I hate when you say that. We don't have to. We get to.
Sure. I feel like you're going to be the lead on that because honestly, the only team I could possibly, like, I actively.
Will I be our crack analysis?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the J. Marsh show on baseball because the only, I don't even care about the Braves. The Braves are like jury duty to me. Like I'll watch them if they're on and there's nothing else, but I actively hate the other three teams involved. So
really?
Oh God. You've got cheating Red Sox, big cheating Astros, and of course the Dodgers. I have I would rather watch my parents.
But how do you not hate the Braves?
How do I not hate the Braves?
Yeah.
What's to hate about? How do you hate the Braves?
Well, let's think of a few things. Number one, most annoying franchise of the 90s.
Why?
All the division titles and
how are they annoying? They're
just
so
annoying.
Unassuming.
Everyone's always talking about the Braves. No,
Tom
everyone.
Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, John
Smoltz, my Keister,
Steve Avery. They were a fun little team.
I couldn't stand the Braves. I was
never
so
hated
tired
the Braves.
Of the Braves. No, screw the Braves. Screw the Braves. They've had like seven new ballparks in the last 30 years.
I feel like you're the only person I know that dislikes the Braves.
They have a terrible fan base, and that's just the city's fault.
I agree with you. Atlanta's a horrible sports town. We've talked about this many times.
Just a big bag of meh.
Who dislikes the Braves?
The Braves.
It's like disliking a golden retriever.
No,
it's just there.
Did you just compare the Atlanta Braves to a golden
Atlanta
retriever?
The Atlanta Braves are the golden retrievers of baseball. They're there and they pant and drool and they're just there and it's whatever. They're there.
No.
Ronald Acuña Jr.?
No.
He's fun. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't dislike the Braves.
So you're a Braves fan now. Cool.
Of the four remaining teams, yeah, I'm a diehard Braves fan. Give me the hat with the big A on it. Crossover time.
I could do that for you.
Jason Ross.
Who is it?
What's happening on the afternoons with Jason Ross?
Who was the boss?
Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Here's today's crossover.
Hey, guys. Crossover time for you both. Dave, obviously the Giants season came to an end last night.
Thanks,
but sir. It was a historic season. It was a great season. So for both you, Dave, and Jay, I know your team's moving on. But I want you both to answer this. What is the highlight? What is the greatest memory you guys will both have of the San Francisco Giants season this year?
Wilmer Flores check swing.
Yeah, why did he even allow you to answer that? Like, of course that's the answer.
Thanks, Jason.
I don't know, man. It's hard to... Gosh, that's real tough to pin down. I could name one of many Lamont Wade Jr. plays, hits.
That Logan Webb final game of the year pitching performance and home run was pretty special.
I would say, I would probably say Logan Webb too, but I would say that game one performance, having a 1-0 lead, feeling good. I don't know, it's too early.
Wasn't too early for thy.
Crossover time, Jason Ross. As you so kindly brought up in your crossover, yeah, my Giants season ended last night. So I'm going to ask you, in your lifetime, the Sacramento Kings are not allowed to be part of your answer, by the way. Give me your most painful sports loss that you've ever experienced. Non-Kings. For Greg Papa, for Dave Richard, for Jay Mars, I'm Carmichael. Dave, we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye now.